This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
Hi, folks. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, starting the Sunday off bright and early right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
I hate this time change. Just want to get that out right
like
here.
Me too. I thought
like
it was done. Didn't
no,
we change the
it.
Law last year? Didn't we vote? I mean,
no,
I voted against it.
We're
so
one of the
don't.
Only goofy stuff.
I know, but I thought it changed
I
last
know.
Year.
No, Arizona's
and
different.
Everybody else is laughing at us. And say, it's because you can't balance
no,
the budget.
I love it light later in the afternoon. After work, I can go ride my bike. It doesn't get dark.
I thought last year was the last year that the time
no,
change was
supposed
to
happen. No, somebody.
It hasn't been hasn't been changed yet.
Stupid
somebody
California.
On the left decided to
don't
you know,
even get it.
Kibosh it. But hey, you know what? That's we don't care. We love Imperial
How
Valley,
dare you?
Chrysler, Dodge.
He's all pointing to you at the very left.
I haven't gotten a high
me.
Dare you.
I thought you were pointing that
I
down the hallway.
Gotten, yeah, no, I haven't gotten a high dare you, and I can't remember what that is. But hey, we love Imperial Valley, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Why? Because they don't mark up their vehicles. They know you off-roaders love breaking your vehicles, so they stay open on Saturday and Sunday in the parts department. And if you have an off-road vehicle, if you don't know how to work on it, then you should sell it. So that's the reason why service isn't open on Sunday, because they have a full-time job Monday through Saturday. But Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep, they're just like family. They've adopted Audrey, and they can't do anything without her, but go to www.ivcdjr.com if you're looking to buy a vehicle and you don't want that massive markup. And Alpha Site Logistics, if you're doing an event out in the desert and you don't know really how to go about it, go talk to Alpha Sites. They've been doing it for how many years? 30
years.
Yeah. They've got everything you need. They've got portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and Gavin Newsom's got his stamp of approval on every piece of equipment. So as long as you got that guy
what
on
that
your
mean?
Side, that doesn't mean anything, trust me. But Alpha Site Logistics. Go to Alpha Site Logistics on Facebook and check them out. So we got to finally, after 17 years of doing this show, mm-hmm. Audrey's brought in a guest.
Huh? Thank you, Audrey. We
and
introduce our guests.
She's still on her phone, but hold on a moment. When she's done, we'll have her introduce them.
Oh, thanks.
Think nothing of it. What would I do without you?
I don't know.
I'm
be lost.
Scared to fight.
So anyway, thanks for joining us,
hey,
guys.
Hey, my race is
We've
off.
We've got We've got Clean Desert Adam in the house and
Landon.
Landon, I'm so sorry. I was blanking out on your name, even though I know it. So we've done a couple of cleanups with these guys. They joined us in December, and you just hosted another one in February out at Octia
okay,
Wells.
So that's Landon?
Landon, yes, and Adam from Clean Desert. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Clean Desert, what you guys do? I know you joined us last weekend or 2 weeks ago, but we didn't really get to focus on.
Yeah, certainly. You know, we basically are just a group of guys wanting to put together a positive event, doing cleanups around Southern California, trying to give back to the public lands and making sure that our deserts stay open and clean for years to come for future generations.
Yeah,
and you know, and it's good to see the younger generations really taking a stance,
yeah.
You know, because if you guys don't pick up, you know, the banner and start running with it, then the government's going to just close it all.
Well, that's the kind of niche market that we've found, at least, is kind of pitching towards the younger, like pre-runner 1450 crowd,
mm-hmm.
The younger generation that we fit into kind of when we started this back in 2006. And so we're going after that group because we know they're the ones spending money in the industry. They're the ones bringing up kind of the industry. And really, for me, we've been doing this long enough that now we're starting to have kids And so it's important for us to really pitch it to them to make sure that the deserts, you know, aren't getting trashed. We know most of the responsible adults are already doing this with their 4x4 clubs and such. But how do we hit a new market? And that's where Clean Desert's kind of taken over those pre-runner crowd.
Yeah. How do you get out? What's the best form of marketing for you to be able to reach them?
For us, it's really social media. So Instagram at this point is almost everything that we market. We also go on a couple forums where we started originally years ago, Desert Rangers, which is now kind of a dead forum. But Bad Lines Good Times has a forum, and they promote a lot of positive growth and positive events throughout the you know, what we do. And so it's important to kind of, you know, meet that market and stay kind of relative in front of them and pitch stuff that way.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Hey, Adam, I noticed you guys do work at Stoddard Wells over in that. You've done cleanups over there. What made you pick that area?
That was actually the very first event that we ever did back in 2006. My background was racing off-road trucks, spent a lot of time out in Stoddard Wells, Barstow area, racing. And so our very first event was out there with the help of Camberg and Jerry Zaden. They came out, cooked hamburgers for everyone. I think we had 20 or 30 people. And since then, we worked from 2006 to 2010, grew the event to about 500 people. Wow. And that's kind of been our main stage. It's great for publicity because we're able to pull out anywhere from 10 to 12 40 cubic yard dumpsters out of there.
10 to 12 40 cubic yard dumpsters filled with trash.
Yeah, the big guys in just 4 hours. Yep.
Okay, so let me jump in here. 40, I mean, who are we missing? We're missing getting the message to the right people. I don't know if it's necessarily the hardcore off-roaders never do this. They never leave trash. They don't do anything of the above. It's the young kids, maybe with COVID, when everybody and their brother and COVID was buying every off-road vehicle so they could get out of the house and go off. I don't know where it is. What would you think is a solution to this?
Well, so
you look at it every day.
The trash that we're picking up in Barstow, and you have to look at the different regions and what the trash is, where the trash is being created. So Barstow, it's illegal dumping. It's very little off-road trash. But the problem is that we get blamed for it, right? Because we're the ones recreating out there.
I have to say, not interrupting, which I hate doing, but I was at the San Diego dump the other day with a little Toyota pickup truck with a flatbed on the back. $75.
Wow.
And it was all green. It wasn't a refrigerator. It wasn't her Volkswagen. It was metal. I mean, it was just green. It was just trimmings from the yard.
Trimmings were free to dump.
Well, hello. It doesn't look like it anymore, just like they're going after us with a gas tax. Or mileage tax. So we have to figure out a way to get the message to the public. But then again, what are they going to do with it? You know, it's going to cost them money to dump their own trash, even though they should be responsible for it.
Well, and so it's interesting out in Barstow, a lot of the trash comes just past the local dump. There's a local dump out there, and people just don't want to do it. And so
probably because it's too expensive.
Exactly.
If you go check. Okay, I have an idea for you. This is going to be great, but it's going to take a little work. I need you to get a trash company, you know, that you guys work with. We'll give them some free television. Load up a 40-foot box. Have them bring it to KUSI TV.
Oh, yeah, just to show how much trash
you
that
come
is
to KUSI to represent.
Yeah.
And I'm about that far to dumping it in the parking lot. But I may not come back to KUSI. But I think if we brought a 40-foot frickin' cubic,
yeah,
a 40-yard roll-off.
40-yard roll-off, and then we'll do a KUSI segment on it and talk about the importance. And then
I'm shocked that he's saying he's getting 10 to 20, but it's all illegal dumping.
Why
though?
Do you think,
like,
I'm over
that
here?
Is such a large amount of trash.
So think about it. Think about it. If I have you guys come in and you have that, I mean, if you can bring, I don't care how many rollbacks you want that have got boxes on the back. You want to bring 1, 10, 20, I don't care. It'll be good for the dump truck company because the trash company will love it. And then what we'll do, and then we'll do the segment and then I'll give you the video, and you can flood the world with that video.
That'd
free,
be great.
Free of charge. Won't cost you a thing.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. Most of the cleanups that SDURC does, it's windblown trash.
Yeah, this is way different.
And it's trigger trash, you know?
Trigger trash and off-roader trash.
And off-road it's windblown.
Well, I have...
In Ocotillo Wells, what else? What other trash is in Ocotillo Wells?
Well, in Ocotillo Wells, it's mostly windblown. I mean,
but
we
came
have
from
some
off-roaders.
People, yeah. That's from off-roaders. Barstow's a totally different
But you
story.
Know the difference.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you can pick it out. Barstow.
Barstow still has off-roader trash. We'll see. You know, we picked out probably over a dozen easy ups, all in one area, and that was all off-roader trash.
I totally get the easy ups, but Barstow's just, I don't know, you guys have been to Barstow. It's kind of a funny community, and it's easy to imagine people in Barstow taking their stuff out to the desert.
That's Ed Stoven, 1-800-ED-STOVEN, 1-800-ED-STOVEN for all you Barstow people that just got thrown under the proverbial bus. You did a good job with that. Let's take a break before we get totally shut off by the FCC. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
I got the finger snap. Jeez Louise, the gopher of the desert gave me a finger snap.
Yeah.
That's your new name, by you're the gopher of the desert.
I'm okay with that.
I thought you would.
I like desert tortoise better, but right. You know.
Nope, you're the gopher.
You gonna show us the dance this time?
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
I did do the dance last time.
Just put the pole away till later. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
And you never know where the news is going to come out, but we really want to thank Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning. Folks, we need you to go down there next week and say, man, come on, I hear you're not going to advertise anymore. You got to get on the planet. Come on, get with us. Help out STORC. And then schedule a service for them to come in and take a look at your AC, your HVAC. And if you already have another competitor that's bidded you, that's fine. Great. Let these guys take a look. Fire and Ice, they'll take a look if they can beat it. Money in your pocket. If they can't, they'll pat you on the back and say, hit the road. Also, Wayne Miller Tire. They used to just do tires. Nope, because of Audrey and all of her escapades out in the desert. Now doing alignments, brakes, shocks, suspension, transmissions, radiators, all destroyed on her car within 6 months. So now they're working on all of that to keep Audrey happy, but they also do oil changes, tune-up. Don't give me that.
You got to jump the Volkswagen out in the dunes.
No, you don't.
Why not?
Volkswagen.
You know, the Jetta does pretty awesome in the small dunes.
No, the Volkswagen is going to repossess your car. I've already talked to them. They said that you're abusing the vehicle beyond the factory recommendations. So who's your people?
We've got Adam and Landon in the house with Clean Desert helping us out. We're talking their desert cleanups. We're talking Barstow, Hodge Road. We're talking what type of trash is out there.
I think
there.
From now on, I'm going to have you two guys share the mic because Ed can't get a word in it. I think that works great. By the way, folks, because we got 2 pounds of salami in a 1 pound bag today. But it's great because Audrey and Ed have to share. And poor Ed, he's tried like five times.
I don't like sharing.
Waving my hands. Can I talk
now? Yeah, he's waving
it.
He's got a little bonfire in the corner in the trash can. None of it's working. But, you know, all joking aside, what you guys are doing is amazing.
Thank you.
Because who else is going to do it, right?
That's the whole reason we started is I was tired of talking about it.
Yeah.
We might as well do something.
Yeah. And it actually turns out to be fun.
That's the big thing is, you know, we get a ton of sponsors, a ton of prizes that brings people out. But once everyone comes, they realize it really is a good time. And you're spending, you know, a couple hours. It's not much time. A couple hours with like-minded people that want to do something good. Mm-hmm. And you can't beat that at the end of the day.
Well, who likes to go driving down a trail and all of a sudden you've got a lamp or a couch or a refrigerator?
A whole truckload of stuff, of junk. Just dumped. Like,
in
who thought
your
to dump
way.
It there?
Like, come on, people. You know, get a life. I mean, because you just can't do this. Because the government's looking every day, every hour, every minute to try to shut us down.
Yeah, and what's really exciting is every event we're seeing more and more families come.
Oh, I so like we're his seeing... voice. We got to keep him on. You're out. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's actual families now out there with their kids picking up trash. I mean, it's and so we have the kids raffle now, which is huge.
Ah.
I don't know if you want to go through that.
I love a kids raffle.
It's important to give back. In you know, my younger years, we never really thought about that, but now that we have families, like it's more fun to watch a kid win a toy. For doing a little bit of work, and really that's how you bring the next generation up. That kid's going to remember and ask their parents, hey, let's go to that event where I won some free toys. So
how often do you do events a year, would you say?
We're doing 2 to 3 events a year, and then we try to help give back and do other people's events, and that's why we're teaming up with Audrey and Ed, because we love what they're doing.
If you're doing 2 to 3 a year, then I want to see you on KUSI 2 or 3 a year.
400 or 500 people.
No.
I mean, they just did the President's Weekend at Ocotillo Wells on February 18th at the main stage area. And Adam, tell me all about that.
How many people did you pull?
Signed up for that?
We're finishing counting right now, but over 450.
Okay, now hold that thought for a second. Audrey, from your experience, if he would come to KUSI prior to his event, what do you think his attendance would have been?
He could have added at least a couple hundred. Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing. But what he pulls already, I don't even get how he pulls sponsors and he gets the people out there. I've been doing this with SURC with Ed for 10 years. And we're lucky if we get, you know, at Corral Canyon on our biggest cleanup where we teamed up with Tierra del Sol, San Diego Four Wheelers, and SDRC, we pulled 111 people.
Okay, you know why? He's bigger than you. And they're going to give him the money as he walks in the door. I mean, they're not even going to argue with him.
His marketing, his advertisement, he's phenomenal. He just knows how to do it and get it done.
All I'm saying is, and that's why I threw it to her, if you'd like another 200 to 300 people at your event, if you come to KUSI, which is crazy free, and promote it, because half of, I think, the problem to what you're looking at is education.
People, absolutely.
People just don't know. And if they do, I work at KUSI, and I just ripped them up one side and down the other. How long, what was it, 5, 6 years ago? A bunch of college kids went out to the desert, trashed the living you-know-what out of it, and they blamed it. KUSI blamed it on the off-road community. Because they didn't, who else goes out there, right?
Yep.
Right. So I just went just ballistic on them. They haven't done it since. So, in fact, they really look forward to having groups like yours come in, and Audrey, well, not Audrey so much, because she tries to get up on the deck and take
Understandable.
Over and see anchor, and she wants to, But it's all about, and I mean, and KUSI is a great avenue to get the word out. So we need to partner.
Yeah, we would appreciate it. I mean, our biggest thing is how do we get out, and social media is great. But I think there's a large untapped market that we can still promote to. And again, it's, you know, it's the families, it's the people that
you just got to go to all.
Do you have any vendors that we need to do a shout out for this right now that we can you can?
I tell all the race car driver kids at 6 and 7 years old to bring in their sponsor lists.
Yeah, so you know we have right now we're working with a ton of great companies, some of those being Fox and Trail Trust. Really neat what they're doing to give back. They've created funds and grant money.
That's for Fox Factory, correct? Not Fox Shocks.
Correct. Fox Factory.
Make that very clear.
Yamaha Outdoor, again, they're creating grants that help support us and help keep us going. Pacific Office Automation came in. The one thing that people don't understand is that it's expensive to run these businesses and put on events, and so they help with some of our fees. Gravel Kings, if you guys haven't heard of them, they're doing huge, and our donations that they're bringing out, large, I think they did 3 or 4 50-inch TVs, PlayStations, Xboxes, and cash.
What is Gravel Kings?
Gravel Kings is an off-road media promotion company, and so they're new to the sport. They have a couple 1450. They're really a grassroots company that's just looking to give back to our sport. And so
I thought it was a trucking company that hauled gravel. Isn't that what you thought?
That is actually what I thought.
Exactly. Tell them
that's why I'm asking. Well, also, I kind of thought after that, when I didn't think, because I haven't seen any other sand trucks around, I'm thinking inner city sand truck, you know, the box trucks that you have. That's what I was thinking, Gravel Kings. That's what I used to own. But I was thinking, okay, well, is it a merchandise company? Like, everybody's a Gravel King? Like, is that like your mall crawler? You get a
Well, we're
going to
get you on radio a lot more, and you'll learn all the ins and outs of how to do this promotion.
I love it.
Look at Ed. See how he's wiggling? He's getting excited.
I thought it was bicycles. Dude. You know, there's gravel road bicycles now.
Ed's been wiggling for
gravel bikes. Gravel
26 minutes, he finally got in, Audrey. It only took him 26 minutes.
Well, it's hard to nose in with you guys having a great conversation.
But the thing of it is, you it's more work than people realize how you have to get the word out.
And it's just important to really work with everybody out there. Like I said, we have so many great sponsors. This last event, we had 30 or 40 different companies that pitch in because they all want to be involved in making sure that our deserts stay open because that's their livelihood.
I was going to say, guess what if they close?
Exactly.
You could take all the side-by-side business, throw it away. All the motorcycles, throw them away. You know, not necessarily the race bikes because Ed will buy them all. But the bottom line is they better start getting partnered with you folks.
Yeah.
So that and take their, you know, their legislative money because they all have legislators up in Sacramento that, you know, that lobby for them. But they all need to get on this clean desert thing. And I think you guys have hit it right on the head.
Well, I think this last weekend we saw an untapped market. We were at Tierra del Sol. Mm-hmm. Lot of people there. A lot of people stopped by. And we realized that's a whole demographic that knew nothing about clean desert.
And that's my whole point.
Our two trucks were sitting there. They were the only two pre-runners in the entire parking lot. It was all the rest was Jeeps because it's Tierra del Sol. And most people were stopping by and saying, what do you guys do? Who are you?
Well, see,
it was great.
Well, that's good because now you got plenty of things to do. Okay, you need to go down to the Dodge store. You get a Dodge T-Rex. You have it wrapped.
Let's make that
desert,
happen.
With Desert Clean, and then you wrap the whole, then you wipe, write the whole thing off. You can have one too.
Yeah.
Perfect. No, you get a Escape.
I get a Raptor.
No, we're going to get you an Escape. But that's another story. Don't you love
Why
it?
Are you being mean to Landon?
I don't know.
Why are you making him an Fresh escape? Like Nobody wants the Escape.
Oops. You take it.
If I can bash it, yeah. Well, you got it. Let's lift it, and I'll take it to Glamis and jump it.
Everyone knows stickers add horsepower. And if you wrap it, that's a lot of horsepower.
See that? See? I knew there was something about that. All right, let's take a quick break. STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Oh, yeah, I'd be dancing to that, too. All right. Come on, Brandon. Break out to tequila.
Gets a rain
this is far. STORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Brandon, let's do a music show.
I would love to.
I would, too. And play all the music I like, which is what you're playing.
Oh, so nothing right. I like.
Well, you and I are on the same. Well, you do come out with some pretty weird people.
I do. I will admit that.
So what, next on Yak, instead of doing Yak Radio, we're just going to play music?
Hey, I'll you know what? Whatever,
I mean, it's my brother's birthday right now. Happy birthday to my brother. Hey, but
whatever Brendan wants, I do it. We did a wrestler show. Did you hear that? With Bobby Blaze?
I did, actually.
Bobby Blaze Smedley. That guy was awesome. A wrestler. Do you into wrestling?
No.
Neither am I.
Not in a couple of years.
But it was a great show.
Sumo?
And he told you exactly how it was.
I think you meant to ask, do you watch wrestling, not do you wrestle?
Only Roman Greco
wrestled. He's
lots of oil.
Doesn't he kind of give you that sumo look? Doesn't he kind of give you that sumo look? We just need to put that little Band-Aid thing around his butt. Nah.
Nobody wants to see that.
I don't.
The baby oil.
Whoa, you're the one bringing out the baby oil on KCBQ. Come on. FCC, go get some lunch because the rest of the hour is going to be ugly. and you brought paperwork. Oh, I got to do a commercial. Somebody paid for this. Oh, yeah, Chris Wiley. You know, he was going to take me out on a 45-foot sailboat Thursday, and I had to do an interview with GM. I'm so bummed.
Did you have lunch with him?
No, I ended up doing an interview, and he went out, went sailing. Haven't heard from him, so hopefully he came back. But Chris Wiley is the greatest finance guy, period. And I'll tell you why I know that, because I was going to do a refi. I'm looking for all the money. Not the refi, but reverse mortgage.
Oh, yeah.
Give me back my money. Yeah. He goes, no. I go, what do you mean, don't no? He says, no, it's not going to be good for you. The way you're set up financially, no. Just forget about it. But know what? I said, forget about it. So I forgot about it. Now, how many guys that make money doing mortgaging tells you, no, forget about it?
Hardly ever.
So if you're into reverse mortgages, if you're doing refi, you don't know what to do, or you're just fresh into California, which I find that extremely hard to believe, or maybe you're leaving California and you want to liquidate, call Chris Wiley. It's real easy. 619-722-1303. Give him a call. And S&S Motors. Hey, guess what? I'm going to have... the daughter on KUSI here, I think, next week.
Summer.
You're
going to have Summer on? This
girl's good, man. She is good. Remember her on two wheels. Oh,
she is a little flat track whiz.
I used to have her on when she was just a little bitty. You remember, little whippersnapper. Wasn't she cute? She's cute. She's still cute. But anyway, but if you want to stay on top of the desert, and you should, do you advertise on S&S Off-Road Magazine?
Not yet, but we will be.
They will put your thing in for free.
Yeah, who's the media guy here?
Let me know. I help you arrange. I have a column in the magazine.
Okay. Yeah, and this thing's been around since the 80s. So if you're into off-road, you need to be into S&S. Now it's online, over 100 pages. It's awesome. Just go to snsormag.com, and you'll send him the contact for Sherry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, you know what? They ran my column. They ran my article on when I test rode the betas. You know, I wrote up a little thing and sent it over. Yeah. That went in. I rode beta motorcycles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 8 different sizes. And it was the funnest day ever.
How come I haven't heard anything from them on KUSI?
I'll give Steve a call, see if he wants to.
I think that was 2 weeks ago you said that. You need a secretary. Let me get you a secretary.
Don't we all?
So no, don't touch Audrey's. Audrey's in worse shape than you're in, let me tell you.
I'm okay right now.
You need to plan a barbecue right now.
Oh my God.
I was talking to Adam over here and Landon over here about a barbecue at Lakeside Rodeo Ground.
Wait a minute. It's called the Wise Ox Butcher Shop. Go call them.
I'll call them. Let me a little bit more about this picking up trash in clean desert. Yeah, uh-huh. I wanted to get to something. And I wanted to ask, do you guys contact the Barstow police and the San Bernardino sheriffs and invite them to see just how much trash, how much trouble there is out there, and sort of to remind them that maybe they should be keeping an eye on people dumping in the desert?
So I have not. However, the sheriffs heard about it last year when we did Hodge Road. They came out, which is actually great. They cleared out the entire area because it's a local shooting area. So that night they actually had everyone leave, close the area down for us. And they actually helped, and they spent 4 hours out there fully suited up and cleaning. Using rakes, using magnets, and they were great.
So dumping a couple of dumpsters in front of the sheriff's department would not be a good idea?
No.
They've been good for us.
Yeah.
They already know how much you have to deal with.
But the Barstow Police, that's a different agency, right?
We haven't dealt with the Barstow Police or City Council. I really focus more on the sponsors, but I need to get more involved with City Council and everything else to get some help.
Let me know. I like working with government agencies. That's like my big thing, and I'd be happy to step in and make calls on your behalf.
Ed makes a good point. When you're doing something, you should get the mayor. You should get if nothing else, invite them.
Yeah.
You know, with a flyer. If they show up, they show up. If they don't, they don't. But once they get, who's this guy that keeps sending me these flyers? Why is he cleaning our area up? You know, after a while, then, you know, they're going to come talk to you.
Yeah.
So that police department may not even recognize that there is a law enforcement issue in the desert that you guys are working hard to stop or to mitigate. If they don't even know it's happening, they're not going to work on it.
Yeah.
So if they find out what 400 volunteers just pulled 10 dumpsters of trash out of the desert and they do it twice a year, that tells them that there's a real problem and they need to adjust. They don't ask for money, but they need to adjust how they do law enforcement because that trash shouldn't be out there. It's illegal dumping.
Yeah.
I don't know when they're doing it or how they're doing it, but the police, when they find out there's a real problem out there, that's something that they can add to their workload, and they can look at and they can work on.
And the other thing too is when you're not in the limelight, or if you're not bringing it to their attention, then their answer, if somebody sticks a mic in their mouth, is, "Did you know about?" I never heard anything about it. I didn't even know that these guys were doing it. It's very commendable. We ought to give them an award. But if you stick the mic in their mouth, or come to them and say, "Hey, next Sunday, we're going to be in your neighborhood. We'd really like you to come. And here's all the media outlets we're going to talk about." Because you almost have to kind of force them to go.
Yeah,
if they're not off-roaders. You know, I probably, if I was involved in your group, and I'm sure Audrey would do it too. When you go to, let's say, a problem area, mm-hmm. you know, you can pick whichever one you want. Go to the city that's the closest and invite the mayor and all the particulars, and take them out in either side-by-sides or buggies. Just say, "Look, we're going to have a fun day in the desert. Wear all your grubby clothes, wear your and say there's no preconceived nothing." And if you took them out and showed them, you know, versus talking to them about it, have you ever thought of that?
Obviously, no, I haven't. Yeah, right?
But I'm just saying, what do you think of that idea? Because once you get, and I'm using this example. Have you ever heard of the Coronado Islands?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Coronado Speed Festival?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. We did a vintage race out there for like, 6, 7, 8, 10 years? And the way we got the Navy to give us an open flight base for free was we took the base commander, put him in a Cobra 427, and took him out at breakneck speeds, brought him back, and we were done, dude. They were sold, they were hooked, they were behind it 1,000% because he understood what we were trying to do. And I've used that model when you're trying to get something across to a politician, because the military, the politics, yeah, they're all pretty much the same. You put their butt in a side-by-side, take them up the dunes and down the dunes, and actually drive by trash and say, isn't that sad?
Could you imagine if we drove them around like the College Hills there?
See?
That'd be crazy.
See, so I got your wheels turning.
Yeah, there's the areas up there where I don't know if it's local tire shops or I don't know what it is, but there is dumpsters full of tires out there. Well, where it's not, that can't just be one person going out there
dumping
tires.
Do you know how much it costs to dispose of a tire? I think it's like $35 a tire.
Right. I mean, we filled an entire 40-yard dumpster of tires last time.
Yeah.
How much is it?
It's $4 a tire.
I heard it was more than that.
It's two for the actual person, and then they charge you four.
Yeah. But it don't so make
the disposal fee that the tire shop is allowed to charge you is $4.
That's
so
they're
charging you, right?
You guys
they're
don't just throw yours in the desert?
$12.
Well, I can show you a place. I know the place.
Yeah. I think if Barstow Law Enforcement understands that there's a problem, that tire shops are throwing tires in the desert, that they will work on that. You know, they'll mark tires. They'll bring them into the shop and have their tire changed, and they'll go out to the desert and they'll find that tire and they'll know it was that shop. So they'll figure out how to catch them.
Sure. I mean, I'm willing to donate trail cams to be set up so that we can get video
SDRC
footage.
SDRC could buy a trail cam, like those hunting game cameras.
Yeah.
Because it's areas where people can get dump trailers.
Yeah.
Like this last time, we found an entire roof. So somebody stripped their asphalt roof off their house, put it in a dump trailer, drove it out, and dumped it there.
Oh, my God.
It took us like four loads to get that back to our dumpsters.
Well, you weren't there.
Oh, my God.
So we go out on free run a couple weeks before. We use an app, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. Sons of Smokey. We mark trash, but we went out there and found it was actually pretty sad. It looked like a grandma's apartment full of all of her documents, and I would assume, you know, either she passed away or she, you know, moved, but all of her paperwork, everything. We found iPads in there, mm-hmm. and it was all just dumped right in the middle of a trail in the desert. And so it's like somebody cleaning out an apartment just takes it to the desert because it's easier.
And they will spend all that gas to drive all that way to dump it in the desert versus just disposing it properly.
Well, why I think we see this so much more in Barstow than we do in Ocotillo is because the town is so close. The town of Barstow is right there. Ocotillo, you're not going to load up a trailer and drive it 2 hours to go dump somewhere.
That's true.
That's right. It is right next to Barstow.
And yeah.
Barstow's a pretty good-sized city out there.
And it's, I mean, that and anybody passing from L.A. to Vegas, right? Because that's what we see at Hodge, the shooting area, yep. is all those people, they're not locals, they're somebody passing through. And so they just figure, well, it's the desert, who cares, just leave your stuff.
That's what I see the most at Razor OHV. Razor mm-hmm. OHV is right there. It's, like, it's one street down from, what is that, YYZZZ? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Zizix?
Yeah, Zizix Road, YYXXZZZ or whatever.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, but Razor, like nobody lives near Razor. And but a lot of people drive by Razor going to Vegas, and it's easy to pull off and do something there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you know, to me, I think it's important. How long have you guys been doing this?
Officially, really, we started in 2006. We took a few years off, wow. about nine. But we came back in 2019 and have been going strong ever since.
You know, what's the craziest thing you picked up?
Things we can't talk about on the radio.
That's what I wanted to hear. This is STORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Perfect. Jeez Louise. This segment is brought to you by the Wise Ox Butcher Shop. Go by there today and thank them for sponsoring this show. I mean, they have all the prime heritage pork, prime premium beef, free range chickens. I can't even hardly do this commercial because I'm hungry. It's the Wise Ox Butcher Shop right there in North Park, 2855 El Cajon Boulevard, Suite 1. Check them out, the Wise Ox Butcher Shop, and make sure you thank them for sponsoring this show. Because they're thinking about giving us another run, and it needs you, the consumer. But go eat the food first. And if it makes you happy, then go thank them for sponsoring. All right. So we've had some. These are good guys.
These are great guys.
I know.
You got to talk in them.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I don't have a microphone in front of me. It's normally right in front of me.
Blowing into the wind there. I don't know.
We like Adam and Landon. So SDRC works on off-road vehicle issues. Problems like political problems, and we submitted comments on the Red Rock Canyon State Park general plan. They wanted to update the general plan, and a lot of state parks had general plans made in the early 80s, and they're supposed to update plans every 20 years, and now it's been, what, 43 years? So they're working on an update. Not too many months ago, I submitted comments along with a lot of other organizations, and Red Rock State Park, it's near Highway 14 between Jawbone and Dove Springs. It's a beautiful place. And it's not an off-road park, per se. It's not a state vehicular recreation area. And it's not a BLM open area. It's more like Anza Borrego Desert State Park. But they do allow green sticker vehicles through there. And so when they did the new plan draft, they recommended closing some of the green sticker routes. They recommended like making it so that you had to be street legal to go on. They had other routes that were vehicle routes they wanted to close for hiking only. And so my comments and then Corva's comments also were, please don't stop vehicle access out there. So the draft came out recently it was the draft until it was adopted, but the final draft was released a few weeks ago. And what was interesting is that the Center for Biological Diversity sent out a mass email asking people to call the Parks Commission to ask the Parks Commission not to adopt it. And the Blue Ribbon Coalition, who's an off-road vehicle advocacy group, also put out an alert that was very similar, but it was they were polar opposite. They both wanted the commission to not adopt the plan, but the CBD wanted them to not adopt it because it had too much off-roading, and the Blue Ribbon Coalition wanted them to not adopt it because it didn't have enough off-road vehicle use. So some people would look at that and say, well, it had a good balance. And if everybody's a little bit mad, that's a good thing. I'm upset that a lot of green sticker was closed out of there, but it was adopted, and now it's going to be, that's how it's going to be. So when they put it out, people wrote comments at the early draft when they had the different draft alternatives, and I took a copy of some of the draft comments. They publish all the comments. So if you write comments, that goes on the internet. And my comments, you could find them if you dig around.
Okay.
I made a copy of comments that support restriction of off-road vehicle access. Right. So these are people that don't like us. Here's one of them. Red Rock State Park is the only place or one of few locations where passive forms of recreation can be enjoyed without the threat of off-highway vehicle noise and dust. OHVs impose on quiet experience of the park. So what's funny about that, it says it's the only place you can have a quiet experience, but never mind the millions of acres of California desert that are designated as wilderness, where there's no mechanized travel, there's no mountain bike, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of a crazy comment. Let's see. Opposition to all motorized vehicles on all park roads except campground and parking lots. So this person wants no motorized anywhere in the park. 25,000 acres. If you want to see it, you have to walk. So that's a little bit crazy. Here's one. Green sticker vehicles should be required to bring vehicles in and out on toy haulers. So that's, I don't know if that's broken English or they don't understand what green sticker vehicles. So
you already have to do that. They're not allowed to be on the street. So
they can't be on. It's weird. Treat Red Rock the same manner as Anza Borrego with no OHV access for enjoying nature only.
The interesting thing about that is, like, it doesn't seem they want to make it great for them, but not great for everyone. Right. And
we've been talking about that. That's exactly hitting the nail on the head.
Is that we should all be sharing this, and we need to find a way to compromise instead of just saying it needs to be one way or the other, because that really only helps. It's self-serving for one person.
That's exactly right. That they want it all for themselves. 25,000 acres, they want it all.
And let's be honest, nobody's hiking 25,000 acres.
Yeah.
Because I'm not even driving that in a truck.
Even the
strongest people. We need to be able to work together. You know, it's no different than the surfer and the fisherman. The guy that likes to fish the surf and the guy that likes to surf the surf. You know, there's got to be a compromise. You know, you just, okay, well, I'll just move over. Or, instead of getting into all these massive battles. And then I don't like people making decisions without doing their homework.
Exactly.
If you're just going to just say it because you're mad, maybe because that person's a conservative, no, that's not going to fly. That's not going to fly. You got to have facts.
Well, but look at it. I mean, off-roaders and that person that wants to hike, we all have the same common goals. We want to enjoy the open land. So we're basically the same person. It's just how we want to use it is different.
Right.
And it should be okay that people want to use it differently as long as we're all maintaining that land the correct way.
Heaven forbid, if a hiker fell and a jeeper picked him up and took him to the hospital. Heaven forbid.
That would never happen. How could that?
Just leave the guy out there. Yeah.
Well, but you talk about that. I can't tell you how many times we've pulled out
Priuses,
Sprinter vans out in Ocotillo Wells that are on trails and get stuck. And as an off-roader, we find it incredibly fun to help people.
Did you say a Prius?
Multiple times.
I can actually say a Prius and a BMW. I got photos of it at Fonts Point out in Borrego Springs from Fonts Point, 4.5 miles in.
Yeah.
And the BMW thinks that they can make it 4.5 miles in, or the little Prius thinks it can make it down the sandy wash.
Excuse me, you have no room to talk.
Hey, excuse me, my front-wheel drive Volkswagen Jetta hauls butt, and I know how to keep it going with the momentum. Did I even know until I hit the actual road? I didn't even know it was a flat tire until I hit the road because the momentum was going. It was great.
Was that an Infiniti or
It was an Infiniti, I forget what they are, but it was one of their sports cars, their four-door sedan sports cars.
Yeah.
Almost to Fonts Point. Almost made it before they got buried.
Almost made it.
And then, and what was his reasoning when you went up to him and said, excuse me?
I guess some guidebook told them they could go there. You want to know the sad thing about Google that map. One, though, is we saw him pulled over. They're obviously stuck. Bright red car. We pull over. They said they had been trying to flag people down for 4 hours.
Wow. And nobody would stop.
No one pulled over for them.
Yeah.
That's because it's not an off-road area.
Yeah, it's true. That's a tourist area. And you know what? It might have been a good thing because most of those would have got stuck trying to pull them out. Yeah. And you would have had two stuck cars.
Well, you got
to
have the right. Car can't pull it. Yeah. That's just crazy. It's crazy out there. It's just absolutely crazy. Well, I can't thank you guys enough for coming in. It's about time. But now you've hooked up with us. Now you're in serious trouble because you're going to get all the media you can handle.
And before you go, can you please just mention one more time the raffle, your sponsors, what you guys do, where to find you, your Instagram.
What's a day at your event? So if I walk in, I don't know nothing about it. Give me from A to Z. What's going to happen?
The day at our event is easy. So you come, you sign up at 8. You get automatically a free T-shirt just for signing up, wristbands for signing up.
Okay.
And then you go out and use your vehicle. So whether it's a dirt bike, side-by-side, a truck, a quad, whatever you have, go out and find trash. We don't say walk and look for trash. Go have fun. Use your vehicle.
And we have free grabbers and free magnet rollers that people can take with them. Really? We provide the trash bags
and for everyone. Do you give them an area?
Yeah. We point them in the right direction. Yep. Yeah.
So it's all about having fun. Go spend the next couple hours having fun. You come back. We feed you full of food. So Friends of Octia Wells did hammers and hot dogs at this last event. Our friends Badlines Good Times and Barstow will do tacos. For everyone, but we feed you. Want you to have a good time.
Yeah.
And then lastly, we do a raffle, and we raffle off anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000 in prizes. And so our whole mantra was, you know, when I was younger building trucks in my driveway, I couldn't afford parts. So how do we give back to the younger generation is basically giving parts away. So you spend a couple hours, you can win Baja Designs light bars, you can win roof racks and Bronco parts from Solo Motorsports, Total Chaos,
Camberg reared housings.
Rear housing from Camberg, RC cars from Mint 400, like big item prizes just for coming out to help. So it's a win-win situation. You walk away with something, you walk away with a full belly, and you feel great.
How many dollars in raffle prizes?
$20,000 to $30,000.
And that's this year?
Just each event.
But I mean, is that your goal for this year?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they just did it in February. They have another one in October that I guarantee is going to be that big.
Next year is going to be $100,000 because we are going to make that as a goal. Right, Audrey? And you can make Audrey your spokesperson because she did her on TV. Oh, my Lord.
Can't stop her from talking.
Can't stop her from talking, girls.
Landon has the voice.
She almost passes out, but she could talk straight for 4 minutes. Never take a breath. All right, this has been STORC. Go to the website. You can hear the radio. And we'll be back on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.